Today is Monday, March 30th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. Well, maybe it's not different. I don't know. Maybe you decided not to listen today. I have no idea. But yeah, I'm assuming if you're hearing the soothing tones of my voice right now, then you decided to listen. So it's Monday, so we did have a weekend. It was a really busy weekend, and even though we've been quarantining, and I know everyone's been talking about this, like, you know, everyone's probably sick of hearing quarantine. You probably just want to tune into a podcast and hear something completely not about quarantining. And then the first thing I mention is quarantining. But we had a really busy weekend, so I know people, every time I mention Pokemon, I know people are like, oh my God, are you guys the only two people that still play Pokemon? And honestly, well, no, that's not true. There are YouTubers that play Pokemon. They have millions of, not millions, but between them, they have probably a couple million subscribers, unless they all overlap. I have no idea. But anyway, you know, they have hundreds of thousands, if not millions of subscribers that watch their videos. So I assume there are many, 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 many people playing Pokemon Go. But so there was an event that we had bought tickets for, but it was supposed to be in St. Louis. So we were going to travel to St. Louis, and then it was a park, and, you know, you walk around, you wander around the park, you catch Pokemon, there are special rewards and shiny Pokemon and all that kind of stuff. And they canceled the in-person event, but the Pokemon Go app they've been making a lot of changes to make it where you can play from home. Since all this coronavirus stuff, no one's able to get out and go to like events where there are lots of people congregated together. So for this event, they said, if you keep your ticket, you'll get the same rewards. You'll have the same chances of getting shiny Pokemon and all this kind of stuff. And, you know, the new Pokemon that we're releasing and everything, but they'll be released everywhere and you can do it from home. And, you know, they've already increased it. Like, at home, usually, unless you've got a Pokestop near you, there aren't a lot of options. Regardless, we played Pokemon most of the day on Saturdays. It was like an 8-hour event or something. But I got up. I was supposed to record Throwing Down with Joe Batanz. And as per usual, Joe always, he just wants I think instead of scheduling something with Joe, it really needs to be a sliding scale. Like, oh, we're going to record on Saturdays between 8 a.m. and 9 p.m., you know. But I feel, you know, and because I don't like to say no to people, and I'm a people pleaser. Yeah, I know you guys are tuning out right now because I just said there's probably a drinking game where you're like, drink every time Adam says he's a people pleaser. But anyway, Taylor, the latte boy, also records with Joe on Saturdays, and Taylor was very strict with Joe. He was like, Joe, I have to record at this time. No later. That is when I have to record. If you want me, this is when we're recording. Got it, buddy? And Joe's like, yes, sir. And I'm like, oh, you know, let's do it at noon. But then every time something else comes up, I'm like, oh, yeah, no problem. We can push it or whatever. Anyway, so I was supposed to record Throwing Down with Joe. And then for his network, Afterthought Media, Jay Ellis is doing another podcast where he interviews the hosts that do stuff on Afterthought. And so I do Throwing Down, which is released on Joe's network. And so Jay wanted to interview me. We had talked the week before because there was overlap between RuPaul's Drag Race recap and, you know, Throwing Down. 2 weeks before. So we had chatted and he wanted to interview me for this podcast. And I'm like, yeah, anything I can do, because anything I do on Afterthought, which yes, is another network, but it's cross promotion for Geeky Gay and for Pride 48, because I bring up Pride 48 and I bring up Geeky Gay and et cetera, et cetera. So I feel like, you know, I have no problems like doing shows on a couple of different networks because, again, I'm cross promoting. So anyway, bottom line is Joe, RuPaul's Drag Race recap went over and Joe couldn't do Throwing Down, but we went ahead and did the interview, which, if I do say so myself, was probably the most boring interview I've ever done in my life. I mean, I never think my interviews are all that interesting. I don't really think my life is super. That's so funny that I just say, I don't think my life is all that interesting. However, I do a daily podcast 5 days a week. Tune in and hear all about my life. So I did that. But we did do the interview show, and I forgot the plane crash. I mean, how do you forget that you were in a plane crash? I completely forgot. Didn't even bring it up. It was an hour interview. I said nothing about it. I didn't mention, we didn't talk about, I say I cross promote. I mean, at the end, he'll say, you know, you can reach Adam here. And he mentioned briefly that I was co-founder of Pride 48, but I didn't get into any details about like when Pride 48 was started, how long I've been doing Geeky Gay, like any of the, you know, how I used to sit around a table with my ex and do a podcast. I did talk about the fact that my ex was emotionally abusive, but I didn't say anything about the actual podcasting part. It was so crazy. It was a very like Barbara Walters, how did you come out, you know, relationship stuff and all that. And it was very much not the plane crash or very much podcasting, because I just really, we ran out of time and I forgot to, you know, to go over that. Also, so I was like, Joe told me, so Jay actually interviewed both myself for one show and then Taylor for another show, and Taylor went after me. And as we know, Taylor is very set on the schedule, you know? And so Joe later told me that Taylor and Jay went like over an hour and a half on theirs, and Jay cut me off right at an hour. And I was like, I must have been really freaking boring if he's cutting me off after an hour and Taylor got an hour and a half. I'm like, man, that, don't release it. I'm like, we need to just re-record it. It's probably so boring. And Joe said, well, he said it probably, he said, I don't think it was boring. In fact, there were some listeners in the chat room in the Discord, and they were like, oh no, we enjoyed your interview, because they listened to it live. But, anyway, he said it was probably because Taylor had a hard start at a certain time. So Jay had to cut you off, but there was nothing after Taylor's interview. So anyway, regardless, you know, I mean, Taylor might be a little bit of a diva. Who knows? So I did that. And then we sat around and watched RuPaul's Drag Race. And we were finishing up on season 5. No, we watched something. I don't know what we watched. We've been watching Netflix stuff. We've been watching this show that's new to us about, it's like a restaurant rehab kind of show, but it's on a new thing on Netflix. And these people that I've never heard of, there's a designer, a social media expert or marketing expert, and a chef. And they go to all these various restaurants, they say at the edge of the world. So they go like, you know, all these remote locations, like, somewhere in Austria or some weird island in Canada that, you know, one we watched was, I'm going to forget now, but it was, St. Lucia or something. Anyway, and they go and they, you know, try to help these people save their restaurant. But it's interesting because they actually do, a lot of cultural stuff. And like, it's like a travel show mixed with a restaurant show with a little bit of emotion thrown in. So it's not bad. But anyway, maybe we watched that. I really don't remember what we watched, but we literally sat on the couch because you can't go out. You know, we're all quarantining. We played Pokemon for 8 hours and then while we watched TV. And I did some work and I had some Pride 48 stuff to do as well. And then on Sunday, I had more work to do and we had to go grocery shopping at some point, but I'm not going to read you my coupons like Big Fatty does because, you know, that's not, we did forget the mouthwash though. So now I've got to go back and risk my life again just to get mouthwash. So we did that. And on Sunday, and then on Sunday, it was busy because we rescheduled Throwing Down to Sunday afternoon. So we did. So Mark and I ate lunch. He watched Mass online because that's what they're doing now during the quarantine. And And so I had Throwing Down. So I recorded, we ate lunch and then I recorded Throwing Down. And after that, I had a little bit of a break in between there, which I was doing work, like actual Walmart work. And then I had Suits meeting at 6:30. And then Survivor's Ready, which is, you know, my Survivor podcast with Big Fatty at 8. And so it was a really busy Sunday. And then, you know, poof. Now it's a work week again. I mean, it's like the weekend did not even exist at all. And I just realized I got an email from someone like on Friday, Anthony Anselmo. Anselmo, is that how he says his name? Saying that he wants to have a Shanty No Lemon reunion. And he wanted to know how he could possibly stream on Pride 48. And I completely forgot to email him back. So I've got to do that. But I do want a couple of announcements. So first of all, we are still planning on having the New Orleans event. The June event is happening as usual. We are also still planning on having the New Orleans event, and we're really excited about it. And it's going to be fantastic. And, you know, and I know people, there are people who are really, you know, not thinking about that. They're thinking about the economy and, you know, how things are going with the quarantine and all that kind of stuff. And that is totally understandable. But we're, you know, I just want to let everyone know we're still planning. And look at plane tickets and see, a lot of plane tickets have dropped. Now, of course, if we get to a certain point and, you know, and everyone is still quarantined and everything is still bad, we'll have to make appropriate decisions. But as it stands right now, we're still planning on having it. The other thing I wanted to let everyone know is on April 11th, Saturday, April 11th at 8 p.m. Eastern, we're going to have a Pride 48 Zoom cocktail hour, which will probably be more than an hour. And we'll post more information on the website, but everyone can join us on a Zoom and we can all chat. All right, got to go. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393, and you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.